It's time. 31 Days, 31 Podcast. 31 days, 31 podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman quadrilling.
Today, we're going to look into the past. The past of one of our great publications. You know, it's been tough this year to watch the sort of fall of journalism. And I wanted to do my part. And that's why we're going to read some parts from a Weekly World News from October 1995. Now, the cover story isn't very shocking. It's World's fattest man loses 2,301 pounds. So he now weighs 212 pounds. So I guess he was like 2,500 pounds, which he looked pretty bad. He looks better. They photoshopped him very well. But I know there's always spooky stuff in here. For example, the first thing in here is how to put a curse on your enemies and ruin their lives in 4 easy steps. So let's see. Let's just look, you know, and there's like an article interrupting this about greedy government bigwigs have devised a daffy scheme to rake in millions of dollars a year by building a chain of bowling alleys on top of the Great Wall of China. But let's check this out. Here's how you curse someone. Los Angeles. Why does this have a place? This is like Earthquake Report. It's like Los Angeles, but it's... this is nonsense bullshit. So they're like, Los Angeles. And it's printed on the newspaper, but then there's a graphic of like a scroll on the newspaper that looks, you know, carefully torn. Very professional. A controversial new book tells you how to put curses on your enemies and actually destroy their lives by harnessing the dark powers that reside deep within you. All you have to do, says famed sorcerer and occult leader Damien Mulcren, is forget about the golden rule and resign yourself to the fact that vengeance, and plenty of it, is the only thing that will make you happy. So really what you have to start with is to be like, my life is empty other than revenge, so let's do revenge. At that point, you can follow Mulcren's simple 4-point plan for unleashing the evil powers that will give you the upper hand in your battle with any enemy, no matter how strong they might be. Sorcerers, witches, and warlocks aren't the only people who can cast spells and put curses on people. With a little training, anyone can do it. Even you, he said. Whose frightening new book, When Bad Things Happen to Bad People, is slated for a Christmas release. My 4-point plan is simple enough for a child to follow. Well, that's good. I don't know if it's an easy thing for a child to be like, I'm going to give myself over to the idea of revenge. But whatever. Let's skip to the 4 points. Rise from your bed at midnight. What kind of curse putter on her is in bed already at midnight? Rise from your bed at midnight. Sit cross-legged on the floor in a dark, empty room and whisper the words, evil, live, live, evil, over and over for 1 minute. In your mind's eye, picture the person you want to curse. I don't know if this is evil, live, live, evil, or evil, live, live, evil. As the image of this is 2. As the image of the person appears to you, visualize great harm coming to him. For example, you might watch with delight as a car runs over him or he falls down a flight of stairs. Oh, classic. 3. Savor the victim's agony, but don't forget the misfortune you visualize is the misfortune your victim will suffer in real life. If you visualize the victim losing an eye, the victim should lose an eye. If you visualize death, the victim should die. Carefully consider the consequences of your actions before you proceed. Now, before this, you just told me, just give up, realize that revenge is all you have, and go, you know, full steam. And now you're like, well, think about it. Don't get crazy. 4. As you continue to revel in the imaginary evil you've brought to your enemy, whisper, powers of darkness, make this so. Contemplate your actions for a minute or so, and then, says Mulcrin, your work is done. If you are sincere in your desire to punish an enemy and have absolutely no reservations about bringing him harm, the curse will work, he said. Well, that seems pretty doable. Seems pretty reasonable. This is too bad. They have a page 5 girl, which is like a lady in a bikini. If you'd like to be our page 5 girl, send a picture, a phone number where you can be reached, and some information about yourself. Let's see. This is eye-popping pinup girl Elaine Collins. She's a budding starlet who's been on Baywatch, Diagnosis Murder, and Tales from the Crypt. When she isn't toiling in front of the cameras, the delectable Belle heads for the great outdoors to enjoy her favorite hobbies, fishing, shooting, and horseback riding. Should I just Google Elaine Collins and see? It's like, she's going to be dead, right? This would be great if there was a weekly world news curse. It's like the page 5 girls. Someone came for all of them. Well, she looks older. I'll say that. If you can believe it. Who, Elaine Collins. WK Real Estate, huh? Who's Peter Capaldi? That's who she's married to. Oh, let's see. Here's her IMDb page. She's known for Soft Top, Hard Shoulder, 1992, Pay for Today, 1970, and Mrs. Brown, 1997. She's been married to Peter Capaldi since June 1991. They have one child. Well, that's good. Boy, not even like a CSI or something on here. Let me see who Peter Capaldi is, just so nobody yells at me. Well, he's a ghoul. This looks like a guy who plays a lot of, Andy Serkis type stuff. Apparently he was Doctor Who, huh? From 2008 to 2017. What the fuck? Well, good for them, I guess. He was in World War Z as WHO Doctor. So he was Doctor Who and Who Doctor. Eerie coincidence. Well, good for you. I'm glad that Elaine Collins is still kicking. Furious wife murders sloppy hubby by stuffing dirty socks down his throat. Okay. Oh, here we go. Fur coats made from Bigfoot hide selling for $750,000. Bigfoots are being hunted to extinction. Well, Tokyo. Cold-hearted fur trappers are making a fortune selling the pelts of a rare endangered species, Bigfoot. The 7-foot-tall creatures are being snared, shot, and skinned in the high peaks of the Himalayas so their lush pelts can be sold for hundreds of thousands of dollars to make long-haired fur coats. A finished maxi-length Bigfoot coat can sell for as much as... Yeah, we know that. Last year, a designer bought 2 of the pelts and made luxurious coats from them, and now every wealthy woman in Tokyo wants one, said Hideo Kawabata, a fashion writer in Japan's major city. Okay. Word has... Japan's major city... Why wouldn't you just say in Tokyo? Word has gone out to the Sherpas and other mountain tribes that there is big money in Bigfoots. In the past few months, there have been more than 20 Bigfoots, or Yetis, killed in the high mountain areas. If this keeps up, there won't be any of these rare creatures left. It's really a pity. It really is a shame. They're very beautiful once they're clean and groomed. Their fur is about 6 inches long, and when it is treated and cured, it is shiny and unusually beautiful. When the coats were first introduced in August, they created a sensation in fashion circles, the writer says. Now, I know people don't like fur, but at the same time, if this was like a, flesh-eating snow monster, wouldn't that be okay? Wouldn't that be like an okay thing to do or what? I don't know. I think so. Is Earth just months away from extraterrestrial invasion? Whether you believe in UFOs or not, this is a story you shouldn't ignore. This is one that makes me think like, well, no, but one guy says it's possible. He's a NASA consultant who leaked portions of a top-secret government report. All the guys, the pictures of, like, the doctors and stuff, look like, that thing they do in The Onion? I don't know if they still do it, where it's like opinions on the street or whatever. And it's like just these four idiots. Here's a good one. Keep women off the road when men are driving. Give gals their own driving lane. Don't let them drive during rush hours. Test them for a special woman's driver's license. Oh, this is by Ed Enger. I think Ed Enger was like a, was their personality, you know, that they had on here, who would write this like salacious stuff. Ooh, there's a gross picture, supposedly from an electron microscope of a tapeworm. I don't think a tapeworm has big googly eyes. Like, it looks like a Muppet, kind of, with a gross mouth. Timmy the tapeworm. Should I let my teen daughter date my boss? Sure. Why not? Mom spends 25 years at Coma Girl's bedside. You know, these aren't as supernatural as... We had a good thing with the Yeti coat going there. Jesus, they have a giant fucking crossword. Oh, it's called Bigfoot. And at the center, it's got Loch Ness Monsters. Medical students expelled for throwing human brains at each other. Tokyo. Kashima University has expelled four medical students for pelting other students with human brains. School officials say the three men and one woman were dissecting cadavers in the science lab when one of the males removed part of a cerebral cortex from a corpse's skull and threw it at one of the other pre-med students. Within minutes, a brain fight had broken out. The students then reportedly opened the windows of the second floor lab and began throwing the brains down on unwitting passersby on the street below. One girl was hit in the face and required treatment at the university's emergency room. School security officers say they're fairly certain that more people were involved in the brain throwing, but only four were witnessed. The expelled students said they didn't plan the brain fight. One of them said, "It just sort of happened." He blamed the odd behavior on the pressure of constant study and lack of sleep. "We just had to let off some steam," admitted Ayoko Hanyu, 19. "I guess things got a little out of hand." But Dean Shiro Tatsuno refuses to budge on his decision to expel the students. "We realize that our medical students are under pressure," said Dean Tatsuno, "but we expect our future doctors and nurses to conduct themselves like ladies and gentlemen at all times." Oh, awesome. I like that. Now, here's a guy who supposedly paints the covers of Weekly World Newses on the heads of pins. That would be pretty dope if that was true. But I don't think he's going to be able to do that with this tool. "Homosexual dogs can be cured," says doctor. "If your pooch is gay, turn it into a red-blooded he-mutt for just $4,500. There's a guy, he looks like an evil wizard. And he's the director of Dog Rehab Hospital that I guess rehabilitates a gay dog. Okay, here we go. This is by a funeral director. "Buying a used casket can save you big bucks on funerals. How? With a little air freshener and stain remover, they're as good as new," says expert. "Why can't we dig them up and cremate their remains and use the coffins for people who are dying now? Think about that. In those days, caskets were built to last. We could polish them up and reuse them for a mere fraction of what it would cost to build a new one. With a little air freshener and stain remover, they're as good as new." I mean, if people want a more modern coffin, we could even haul up some John Doe corpses, unidentified body, from the past 10 years. Why not burn their bones and get some use out of those coffins? These are great. Like, sometimes I really do think... Well, this is not like a crazy thing. It's just like, obviously they wrote articles so that people would write in and be like, "What the fuck?" Stripper suffocates inside of cake she was supposed to pop out of. This happened in Italy. See, I think this is like an interesting, okay, 6-year-old's teeth turned to gold after a lightning strike. This was in Mexico. The U.S., never told us that a U.S. astronaut was buried on the moon. It was his last wish to rest for eternity on the lunar surface. Who? Oh, the name is a closely guarded secret. Oh, God. These are great. I mean, I really... Ooh, here's a horoscope. A relative desperately needs your help in straightening out tangled financial affairs this... Well, that's too bad. But is too embarrassed to ask. It's up to you to make an offer to help. Go all out to impress that special someone, and the rewards will flow immediately your way. Gross. An elderly relative would advise you to play it cool. But remember, it's your life and your love to give as you please. Yeah, fuck you, elderly relative. You don't know shit. Tribal chief bans war paint because it gives him a rash. This is, I guess, a Nigerian guy who's like, fuck that. Which, you know, that's fine. This is snapping turtle bites off vacationer's testicles. His wife lovingly comforts her future husband, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, as he recuperates in his hospital bed. There's a great picture of Dale looking very sad and dopey. And a giant picture of a turtle. Just when you thought it was safe to go in the water. Your chances of meeting a murderer are greater than you think. One out of every 31 women in the U.S. has had a nose job. Oh, wait. And it's likely that one out of the next 1,000 strangers you meet has murdered someone. Well, how... 1,000 strangers? When am I meeting 1,000 strangers? There's a ridiculous number of people to meet. Weekly World News, I'm starting to doubt the veracity of several of your claims, okay? This is over. This charade is over. Ha ha ha.